Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
You say Valentine's, we say chocolate, and with a day to go, someone's got to do the hard work of finding the best. Here and Now resident Kathy Gunst.
Too much chocolate already.
I know.
You had the CBD one already.
Right, that's to come. She's been on the hunt. She sent us a few of her finds and joins us from San Francisco. Kathy, I am a Hershey Kisses girl myself. There's always a cup on my desk.
Right.
This is not that.
This is so not that, Robin. I have been tasting lots and lots of chocolate, and as jobs go, it ain't bad. I want to take you guys through a few basics, and then we'll start tasting the chocolate.
Wait, Kathy, is tasting chocolate like tasting wine? Like, do you smell it first? And
you do, indeed. I got a little help from a friend named Igrani Yu, a former chemist and pastry chef turned chocolate educator. She wrote something called the Chocolate Tasting Kit. So there is a better way to taste chocolate, and I never understood this. But before we start,
yeah.
So, Robin, this is not the milk chocolate candy you grew up with,
right,
which is essentially sugar.
Right.
This is sophisticated craft chocolate. It is a lot like the specialty coffee and craft brewers were 10 years ago. This is what's often called a bean to bar.
Huh.
These chocolate bars are all about the nuance and flavor of what happens when cacao beans, which are found on trees grown about 20 degrees above or below the equator, and these cacao pods have seeds inside them that are fermented, dried, and then roasted into what we know as chocolate. And then chocolate makers add sugar, spices, nuts, fruit. But okay, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. So here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Take out number one,
okay,
which is Enna Grazier from Epping, New Hampshire. This is a chocolate bar from Honduras, from La Mosquita, and it is 75% dark chocolate. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean? The percentage you see on the label tells you how much cacao mass. So if it's 75%, it's 75% cacao mass or cacao liquor, and then 25%. Is that right? Is my math right? Yeah.
Jeremy has an interesting look on his face.
Well, no, there's something a little bit. Yeah, it's dark, but there's something a little bit different about it, Kathy.
Well,
okay.
Look at the color first.
Yeah.
And so one of the things you do is it pale brown or dark brown, and then smell it. Really, just I'm doing it as well.
Okay.
Is it earthy? Does it taste? Does it smell winey or floral or even herbal? And then when you're ready to taste it, let it just melt in your mouth. Take a small piece and let it slowly melt and observe the flavors there. Again, we're not going to get pretentious here, are we, Jeremy?
I think too late.
Too late. But let's go to number two, Kathy, because we've got to get through six of these.
Okay, so that was Enna's chocolate. Number two is from Dick Taylor. This is made in San Francisco. No, actually in Humboldt County. And this chocolate bar has black figs in it. So we're going to
smell it.
We're going to take it across. First, we're going to listen to the snap.
Ooh.
Right? You get a nice snap. This is made with cacao and cane sugar, 72%, and it's got black California Mission figs.
Mm.
And what I really like about this is how chewy the figs add to this sort of silky, milky, dark chocolate.
There's also a saltiness to it, which I love with chocolate, by the way.
I know you do. And speaking of salt, number three is the Good Chocolate Company, and this is their Himalayan salt. This is 65% dark chocolate made in San Francisco. I included this because it has no sugar in it.
What?
No sugar. It does
That's illegal.
Yeah, right. Okay, don't panic too much. It has stevia, which is a sweetener and sugar substitute extracted from the leaves of the plant stevia. But see, taste this slowly. Jeremy, you're going to love the salt.
Yeah, it's
Robin,
delicious.
Tell me if you miss the sugar. You start to taste the chocolate.
You know what's interesting? This is the one that tastes the most like milk chocolate. And it doesn't have the sugar on it.
Well, you're really tasting the chocolate there. Mm. They also do a mint flavor that I really like.
We'll have all of these at hearnow.org. But
all right, you guys.
Continue.
So I'm on the West Coast, so we got to be groovy here.
Oh, boy.
Number four is the CBD chocolate coin. This is a small coin shaped in a, you know, like a coin in gold foil. It's 61% cacao. But what is interesting is that there is 25 milligrams of hemp extract.
Okay. I feel so relaxed. My body
you?
Only.
You
know, it doesn't
Jeremy,
do anything
you sound
to your mind.
Different.
I have bottles of this stuff from a natural food store at home because it's supposed to help with the sleep and everything.
Exactly.
Nothing. So now I'm going to pour it into my chocolate and see.
Drop it into your coffee, although that'll keep you awake. This contains a very small amount of CBD. It will not get you high, but right. you will have a reaction in your body that's very subtle. You know, hemp edibles are huge out
right.
here.
Jeremy just reported on them.
Kathy, lightning round here on 5 and 6 because we're running out of time. So tell us about number 5.
Number 5, interestingly, is from Hawaii. It's an American-grown cacao, the rich, fertile soil
I feel like I'm
of
on the
Hawaii.
Beach with that one.
And this has cocoa nibs. This is by the Wailea Estate. Again, snap it. Mm-hmm. This is a single origin chocolate from Oahu in Hawaii, and I love the texture of this.
The sixth one is Haute Chocolate Brooklyn Salted Rosemary. I love anything that, you know, when you put rosemary
in her, it's like Thanksgiving.
It's wonderful.
It's like Thanksgiving. And your turkey met your child. It'd be great for
rosemary.
A mole sauce. Mm. This is their salted rosemary. Right. They have super sexy labels, really fun chocolate.
And we'll have it all at HereNow.org. Our Here and Now resident chef, Kathy Gunst. Thanks as always, and happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Hope you guys feel relaxed.
It's Here and Now.